It's greetings once again to you in Jesus' name, and I welcome you to the Daily Inspiration. And I would like to give thanks to God, first of all, that He gives us this opportunity to look at His Word and to be able to have life each day that He gives us as a gift from Him. And I trust that as you are seeking, that you are finding God to be faithful. He is faithful. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And the Bible tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But it takes faith for you to be calling, to listen to a message, to be inspired by God. We take His Word by faith, believing that it's true. And so I just am thankful today for the life that we have in Him, and the life and the bread that we get from His Word. And I just encourage you, just read God's Word as much as you have opportunity to do so. You will be blessed. And I would like to read to you out of the book of Mark. I'm going to be reading some of the words of Jesus and an account that happened in this gospel here of Mark. And I'm going to be reading from the 12th chapter, and I'm going to start reading in verse 28. And just a little before this, Jesus was he was teaching. There was Pharisees that came to Him and Sadducees that came, and they were questioning Him, and they were trying to figure out who He was because they were perplexed by this man. They knew something was very different about Him, but they weren't quite sure how they could place Him. He didn't fit the mold. He was different than what they had expected for a teacher, or especially Messiah. They weren't expecting the type of Messiah that He portrayed there. They wanted to be delivered from their enemies, the Romans. And God had a deeper plan. God wants to deliver His people from their enemies, but it's on a spiritual level first of all. And these people were in great bondage. They had heaped up for themselves many rules and regulations and so many things that the burden was way too heavy. It was just heavy. And that's the way the law is. Without the Spirit, the law will bring death and will crush us. And that's what was happening in this society here, the Jews. It was heavy law. They were longing for Messiah, and they were looking for Messiah. But when He came, they did not recognize Him. They were not willing to believe that He was truly the Messiah. And they struggled with that and had a very difficult time. And so they were asking these hard questions to Jesus, which they weren't hard questions for Him. But He answered very wisely. And now, where we pick up here, there is a scribe that comes to Jesus, and he's going to ask him a question. And I'll start reading here in verse 28. He says, "And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, 'Which is the first commandment of all?'" Or which is the greatest? The first meaning the one of most importance. What he's asking this question to Jesus. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength.' That is the first commandment," the greatest, in other words. And now the Jews knew this. They would quote this often in their schooling, in their teaching. They knew this scripture. And they would quote it. They knew it very well. Verse 31, and Jesus said, "And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." Now, I'd like you just to pause for a moment and think about this. Now, I would guess that any one of you that's listening could name at least four or five of the Ten Commandments, if not all of them. I know that people that are not really searching out the Scriptures could answer at least one of the Ten Commandments, and probably more. And we understand the Ten Commandments in principle. We can quote some of that. But Jesus here, he's given the first and greatest commandment here. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Now obviously, he's not talking about only the Ten Commandments, because you have to look at the Ten Commandments, and you can see some of this in there. But he's giving a kind of a new approach here. He's saying you need to love God with all that you are. I don't know that I could understand the difference between the spirit and the soul, but I do understand to love with all your heart. And then he says with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And so, to me, this is saying love God with all that you are, all that you can be. Love God with everything you have, first and foremost. And then the second is like that. Like this, he said, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And, that's a pretty amazing thing what Jesus is trying to get across to the people here. Love God. Love him with all you got, everything you have, all your might. Love God. And, I don't think you can just wake up one day and decide you're going to do that. It's a process. It is a getting to know him. That's how you get to love him with all that you have. You get to know God. How do you get to know God? By the Word of God and prayer. And even brothers that would encourage you to know God. And in that process, I believe that you can do that. Love God with everything you have, more than anything else. And then also to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I know that sounds easy, but maybe you can think of an example in your life where you have a neighbor or somebody that's close by, or maybe somebody that you're acquainted with, he's your neighbor. And Jesus is saying, you need to love your neighbor as thyself. And I know if we really think about it, we love ourselves very, very much. We do all we can to nurture and take care of ourselves. And if we're not careful, those things will get way out of hand, and we'll live only for self and nothing else. We understand that loving self. So I say this to you and to any that will seek after the Lord. We need to love him with every bit of everything we have of ourselves, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, again, I know that's not an easy thing, but it's only by the power of God that we're able to do that, that we're able to take and let him live his life through us, that we can love our neighbor as ourselves, because it's, quite frankly, it's not possible to do without the power of God. And maybe you have a neighbor or somebody that is an acquaintance of yours and has really kind of aggravated you. Maybe there's something about them that you just don't quite like. And maybe there's some conflict, some friction. I believe, by the Word of God, that if you were to put this in place here, that you would see some change not only in the neighbor, but in your own heart. And if you loved your neighbor as yourself, you say, "Well, I can't do that. This person is so whatever." And you can name your list of whatever you don't like about somebody. But pray for them. Ask God to have mercy on them. Ask God to speak to them and to reach out to them in some of their harsh ways or whatever it is that's bothering you. And I believe you'll find two things happen. First, your heart will change. And then second of all, I think you'll see that person change as well. And now, you're not supposed to tell them about it. You just talk to God about it. God will do it. You go and talk to God. He'll do the work. You'll see it. And no, it's not easy, but it's a dependence on God, a trust in God that he would help us to be able to do what he's saying here in the scriptures. And I do truly believe that if we would follow and obey that, a lot of the problems that we have in fellowshipping together with other believers, a lot of the problems that we have in our church settings would go away. Because we would be operating under the first two laws here that will supersede. And when those are in place, I believe it makes room for everything else to happen as it should. Now, again, it may not happen quickly, but I do believe that if we love God with everything we have, all we are, and we love our neighbor as ourself, I think there would be a huge change, not only in our lives and in our family, but in our neighbors, in our community. I believe God would be glorified. Maybe God wants you to try that and give him a chance to make that work in your life. Maybe there's somebody that you're thinking of right now that, oh, maybe I need to consider this. I want to encourage you. Follow the Lord. Trust his sayings. Look to him for strength and watch him do the miracle, because he is Almighty God. And he wants to do it in your life and in mine and all those that name the name of Christ. So God bless you as you consider that, and as God gives you opportunity to live out this principle here, may you find strength in him to do it. Well, God bless you.